Test 2. Listening. Part 4.
Now turn to Part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Chris, and a girl, Amy, in a computer shop. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for Part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
What do you think about this computer, Chris?
I like it, but I don't think I have enough money. It's too expensive.
Your parents have said they'll pay for it, haven't they?
They've given me some money, but it's not enough. I'll still have to pay some of it myself, and I can't afford that one.
So let's look at some others then. What about a laptop? Have you thought about getting one of those instead?
I'm not sure.
Well, you'll be able to carry it around, and you could take it into college with you, so it would be really useful. You needn't use the computers at college then.
Maybe, but I'll probably need to buy a printer as well to have at home.
There are lots of printers to choose from. This one here is in the sale. It's not very much at all.
I suppose not. But I don't really think I need a laptop. I work in my room most of the time, and I don't want to take one into college.
Well, what about the computer we saw in the window in the last shop? Shall we go back there? It was okay, and it wasn't too expensive.
That's a good idea. We'll go there now. It's only across the road.
There was software loaded on it as well, so you won't have to pay anything extra.
Great. That's what I was looking for. Software is more expensive to buy separately.
What about ringing your parents first? They might want to talk to you and check you're getting the right one.
It's okay. They said I could get what I wanted. They've already given me the money towards it, so I'll pay by credit card.
Well, let's go then.
Now listen again.
What do you think about this computer, Chris?
I like it, but I don't think I have enough money. It's too expensive.
Your parents have said they'll pay for it, haven't they?
They've given me some money, but it's not enough. I'll still have to pay some of it myself, and I can't afford that one.
So let's look at some others then. What about a laptop? Have you thought about getting one of those instead?
I'm not sure.
Well, you'll be able to carry it around. And you could take it into college with you, so it would be really useful. You needn't use the computers at college then.
Maybe, but I'll probably need to buy a printer as well to have at home.
There are lots of printers to choose from. This one here is in the sale. It's not very much at all.
I suppose not, but I don't really think I need a laptop. I work in my room most of the time, and I don't want to take one into college.
Well, what about the computer we saw in the window in the last shop? Shall we go back there? It was okay, and it wasn't too expensive.
That's a good idea. We'll go there now. It's only across the road.
There was software loaded on it as well, so you won't have to pay anything extra.
Great. That's what I was looking for. Software is more expensive to buy separately.
What about ringing your parents first? They might want to talk to you and check you're getting the right one.
It's okay. They said I could get what I wanted. They've already given me the money towards it, so I'll pay by credit card.
Well, let's go then.
That is the end of Part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.
End of CD 1.